Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
I gotta turn off my dingers.
You ready?
Well, I gotta turn my dingers off.
You gotta hold the microphone.
I gotta
right here.
Turn my dingers off.
Like, it's gotta be like, gotta be on your bottom lip.
You got it.
That
lip?
Is your chin.
Like you're kissing it.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research most things. I am here in person with my mother for our last All Things Internet podcast with her and I.
This is it.
This is it. We've had quite the journey.
It's not touching your lip either. You said put it on your lip.
Well, I talk louder than
you. I can talk louder. I can use my mom voice.
Why'd you go deeper?
Oh, because it's louder to me?
You were like the same volume, just 12 octaves lower.
Okay.
Well, I can do it too.
I can do it.
Oh, I miss being in person with you.
I know.
It is the day after Christmas for us, and I quarantine so I can see my family and hang out with them so my mom can be here today.
Yeah.
How you doing, Mom?
Good.
Good.
It's been good having the whole family together.
It's been a great Christmas season.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to hang out with my family like for 5 days in a row, which is great.
It's been wonderful.
I saw you a few days before my girlfriend left too. It's been a great week. We had a chill Christmas. Nothing like crazy happened.
Just all of us together.
Which is just a lot of chaos, but that's fine.
Yeah.
All right. Well, since this is the last podcast with her and I, and then January, I believe 10th, season 3 of All Things Internet will start. I'm going to make sure that I'm right on my date. Yes. So this is the last podcast with my mom and I, and this is the end of season 2. Season 3 will start January 10th, and my friend Emily will be on, and she will be like more hosting, and I'll be more co-hosting. She's going to tell us all the news of the week. She's really into all that stuff. And she's going to tell me about it. And you're just mimicking
I have never had to hold a...
Holding them better.
Okay. It reminds me of my puppeteering days. And now my arm's going to get tired.
Oh my gosh. But do you need me to get you a stand?
Like that. No. I'm just kidding. Okay. Yours is there. I got to match you. There. Okay. We're done.
It's just whatever is comfortable. Okay. She sunk into herself. Anyway, my friend Emily will be the new host, co-host person. And she, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. She is a fangirl of all internet things. And I am a content creator. So the two of us are going to discuss things as we do. And she fact checks things. My mom and I don't. But Emily did give us some news topics for today. So we're going to just discuss the news briefly because that's what we do. But since this is our last podcast, we're going to play the three games we used to always play.
All right.
We played a lot of games at the beginning, so much.
Yeah.
As of late.
Right.
But we're going to bring our three most hated favorite games back after we discuss a little bit of news.
Let's do it.
All right. Let's see what Emily sent us.
How do you keep looking at the camera without blinding your eyeballs?
Because I'm not looking at the ring light.
But it's like there.
Like, I don't know.
Then when you look away, you see little rings everywhere.
I don't know, Mom. You don't have to look at the camera. You had a happy light behind you.
No, you gave me a light. Or no, I got some light. Oh, it was Colleen. She wasn't using it anymore. But it's big and it's like on the other end of the room.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm sorry that my ring light blinds you.
I hear somebody.
It is my dryer is going off.
Oh, it's a Christmas song.
No, it's. I can't.
Okay. I'm hearing a song somewhere.
It's the microphones can't hear it. It's okay.
Okay.
All right. First in the news, but we're not doing holidays.
No, we're not doing holidays this time.
Just, it was Christmas, New Year's is coming up. Oh, Teeny called me and was like, you guys are stupid. And I was like, what? And she's like, learn to fact check. I was like, what do you mean? I have a fact checker. She was like, Boxing Day. And I was like, what? I was like, whoa, you can't tell us we got that wrong. We literally Googled it.
Yeah.
And she goes, it's for all of like this. It was created as the day the servants got to celebrate Christmas. Because on Christmas, they're all working to make everyone else's Christmases happy. So the next day is when all the workers get the day off and get to get their presents and do their Christmas.
Well, why didn't their employers give them Christmas Day off?
Because they wanted to have their Christmas parties and be waited on.
No.
I'm telling you what Teeny told me.
Okay.
That's all.
Injustice.
And also she got mad because apparently Alec Baldwin was told by his lawyers to say all that in that interview. That he didn't fire the gun.
I heard he went against his lawyer's advice.
Well, I don't know. Teeny's just telling me what she was saying. Okay. Anyway, news of today.
Okay.
All right. Britney Spears' father requested that her estate continue to pay his legal fees even after he was removed from the conservatorship.
What legal fees? He's done.
He had to pay the lawyers to, like, I don't deal with all the paperwork.
But when you lose, you don't get paid.
I know. They don't want to work and want her money. That's all it is.
Ay, ay, ay.
And then also, apparently, she is... Oh, wait. His legal counsel charges approximately $1,200 an hour.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
Maybe I should become a lawyer.
No.
No.
You could. You could argue your way out of anything, but no, don't.
Well, with facts, yes. I wouldn't be able to fight for someone I know is wrong.
No, you would not.
I would not be
able
to do
that. But if that person was right...
I would be so... It would ruin me if I didn't win the fight for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't be a lawyer.
No.
No, anyway.
Don't do it.
But apparently Britney Spears says that she is working on a new song.
Ooh.
Yes. So that's cute. A woman went viral on TikTok because she was breastfeeding her husband. She had a clogged duct and she couldn't do anything about it. Like nothing the doctors was doing anything. So he sucked it out of her nipple. She didn't breastfeed him.
No.
He just removed a clogged duct from his wife's breast using the tools God gave him.
It was a medical procedure that needed to be done. And
the tool was his mouth.
Prefer the husband do it than...
I don't know. I guess you could have could you have stuck a vacuum on her nipple?
Ow!
How does breastfeeding happen? I don't quite... It's just sucking, right?
Yes.
So couldn't they have used a vacuum?
No.
Why not? How?
I guess you could use a breast pump, but it's different when you breast pump than when you actually feed your baby.
I don't know. I'm curious, but that was cute. Another mom went viral on TikTok because she posted her unpopular parenting opinion that she doesn't allow her children to have sleepovers.
Okay, I back that woman.
And then it just came up with a really big debate on the internet as to like unpopular parenting things. My mom didn't let me have sleepovers if my friend had a brother in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And also you had to know the parents. And then thinking back, I realized all of my friends were either only children, or only had sisters.
Oh, lucky you.
But I'm like, maybe that's because I couldn't get close with anyone with a brother because you wouldn't let me over at their house. No, my two best friends across the street growing up,
yeah,
Sarai, who's an only child, and then Hannah, who had an older sister, Molly, who's Colleen's friend. And you knew all the parents.
I knew the parents.
And then Kelly Six is my mm-hmm. best friend in high school. She was an only child. And you called and had the numbers of her parents.
Right.
And they were great people.
Yes.
And I think I slept over at Amber Glancy's house once. And she just has a younger sister.
Yeah.
But looking back, I'm like, you know what? That was a fine rule. I wasn't upset about it. That wasn't a big deal. And then we had cousins sleepovers, but that's just cousins. And I don't know.
I kept an eye on everything.
There are some strict parents out there.
I was pretty strict.
And like, I guess maybe the kid would miss out on a few things. I think like if the kid has like a best friend and they're a girl, like the same gender, and you know the family really, really well, then I guess like I would be like, it's your kid, raise them how you want. But I would think a sleepover in that case is totally fine.
Right.
I think you should know the family well.
Yes. Yeah.
But I mean, people were really mad at her, but I don't think they have the right to be.
No, you parent how you need to parent.
Yeah. And that's fine. Another TikTok went viral when a woman, so a woman on TikTok went viral after responding to another viral video where the user was asking people to name something their partner did for them that made them realize they've been expecting too little from men. So Emily was reading some of these to me and I was like, so the girl would be like, I realized I was asking too little when my boyfriend, what was one of the things? So when my boyfriend would drive me to and from work when it was cold or hot. Aww. Because I didn't have air conditioning or heater in my car. And then, or we would go to a restaurant and he'd ask me my top two choices of entrees. And then he'd order both and we'd just share them. And like things like this, like she didn't realize this is her boyfriend spoiling her because she didn't realize with her past boyfriends, they wouldn't do anything like that. And so she just had a low expectation of boyfriends. Meanwhile, Emily's reading these things to me earlier and I was like, that's just what me and my girlfriend do. Wait, what do you mean? Like when I tell him I have a bad day, he comes home with flowers and cooks me dinner. I'm like, that's just normal partner stuff.
Yeah.
And women are realizing, or like people are realizing, they've expected way too low from their partner. And that seems like spoiling to them, when in reality, that's just making your partner feel loved and validating their feelings.
And you can do that just with friends too. That's called being a human being.
Yeah. It's like, and I reminded me of the sound that went viral on TikTok that was like, if he wanted to, he would. Because if he wanted to, he would. And if he wanted to, he would. Because that is true.
Right.
If someone wants to make you feel special, they would. If they want to cheer you up, they would. If they wanted to make you more comfortable in life, they would.
Right.
It is just a fact. So if they're not doing it, they don't want to.
True.
They might not know exactly. Like, I don't know. So I thought that was just like eye opening to a lot of people. And we all need we don't need to just raise our expectation for men. We need to raise our expectations for our partners.
Right.
We all deserve to be treated with love and respect and have our partners make us feel loved.
Mm-hmm.
And we all might have a different version of how that is shown.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has different love languages, what would help them most in a certain situation. But we all need to raise our expectations for our partners, and we all need to raise how we treat our partners.
Right.
So anyway, that's all.
Right.
All right. Trisha Paytas, apparently she paid a rabbi to call her Jewish and people were like, no, you're done. Trish, come on now. And then the last was Ace Family drama. They got a puppy, a Bernedoodle. Oh, I want to see a picture of that, named Ace. And then they did a video about giving it away for a couple months until he's not a puppy anymore because they didn't want to deal with puppies. So.
Okay, puppies are a lot of work. So research that before you get a puppy.
Yeah. So maybe adopt an older dog. Listen, I'm all for if you realize you don't have the time to train your dog, but it needs to be trained, getting
get
a trainer.
Trained.
That's total. Like, my best friend's a trainer. I mean, I'm cool with board and train. But if you get a puppy and you're like, oh, I don't like that, it's a puppy, that just a little bit more research on your part. Just a
yes.
little bit.
Puppies
just a smidgen.
Take a lot of time and training.
You could get a really good dog that's not a puppy and it's already trained. Those
True.
Exist.
True.
Anyway, so that's it. That's all the news we have for today. We just kind of brushed through it all just so that we could play games and have fun.
Let's have fun.
All right. Well, first, let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor. You're having trouble holding that microphone.
I switched hands.
Is it really heavy?
No, it's like holding a baby when you're...
Yeah, your arm should be like set to hold a microphone for an hour.
I start shaking. I was like, oh, time to switch hands.
Oh my goodness. All right, we're going to play... The first game we're going to play...
Oh, goodness.
Is Mad Gab. We haven't played this in like a year. It has been been a quick minute since we've played Mad Gab.
It has.
This is... Oh, I just spilled them all. This game is, you read a sentence and you have to guess what it's trying to actually say. So the emphasis is on the wrong syllable, basically, with this. So as an example, it says like, heave lip diesel hid. Heave lip diesel hid. And what it's actually saying is, he flipped his lid. So also, Mom, you could just hold your microphone like this. This is very great for me. It's not.
No. Nope. So, there we go.
Come on, woman. Use your boobs. All right. So do you have some? You have to get.
Okay.
Okay.
Full hats greened he fee. Oh, that kind of gave it away.
No, say it again. What? Oh, real obvious, Mom.
Full hats greened he fee.
Full hats see green TV. Full hats green TV. Let me see it.
You almost got it.
Wait. Full house.
No.
No. Full hats green TV. He fee. Full hats green TV. A flat screen TV?
Yes, she got it.
All right, yours. Ace noise dorm.
A snowstorm.
Hey!
Yay! Oh, my turn.
Yeah.
Dawn leaf foam wet doubt debt. Oh, gosh.
Say it again.
Dawned leaf foam wed thou debt.
From which way he... No, from what... Say it again.
Dawned leaf foam wed thou debt.
Dawned leaf foam wed thou debt.
You just said it. You just...
Dawned leaf... What did I say? It was gibberish.
No, you just said it.
Dudley from. Dudley from where? Wed thou debt.
You said it the first time.
Dudley from.
That's it.
Dudley from? Dudley from.
Yes?
Dudley from.
No. What? You've got it.
Dudley from?
Yes. Don't
leave him. Don't leave him?
No, close.
Don't leave him. What?
Don't leave home.
Don't leave home without it.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That was hard.
It sounded like you said it. You said it in this like, Rachel, I'm you sure, said it.
When I play this game with other people, I don't guess right away. I listen to the other people.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow... grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
What yes. they sound like.
Yeah.
It's really hard when it's just you solo. Okay.
Yeah.
And hide heels hitch away shun. And hide heels hitch away shun. Oh. And hide heels hitch away shun. And hide heels stitch away shun.
A high something situation. A high stress situation.
In high heels.
In high heels, it's a situation.
Oh! And hide heels sitch. And high heels.
In high heel situation. Now, how do we do it?
We do a Irish or Scottish Irish.
Like, I know that. And high heels. Sitch. No, that's hard to say. It's like a tongue twister.
And high heel situation.
It's situation.
Yeah.
But something.
And high heel. An ideal. An ideal. It's an ideal situation.
It's an ideal situation. I kept hearing high heel and I couldn't get that out of my head.
It's an ideal situation.
Okay.
All right.
Let's find one. I don't like that one. What?
That was just like how just decisive you were.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Saw Weekend Who.
It's All We Can Do.
Oh, man. Good one.
Breakfast, Denny Dime.
Yep.
No, Breck. No, sorry.
Breakfast.
Breakfast, Denny Dime.
Breakfast for a dime.
Breakfast, Denny Dime.
Breakfast time. Am I right on
almost
some of it?
Breakfast is right. Breakfast, Denny Dime.
Breakfast and dinner time.
Breakfast, Denny Dime. I'd like to eat breakfast anytime.
On time. Anytime I'd like to eat breakfast anytime.
Yeah, breakfast anytime. Okay. It's not a saying, but whatever. All right, one more.
Okay. Heifer, he thinks okay.
Heifer, he thinks okay. Whatever he thinks okay.
Nope.
Whatever. Heifer, he thinks okay, hey. Heifer, he thinks okay.
Yes.
Mom.
You
everything's okay.
It
is. I mean, heifer, he thinks.
Yes.
Whatever he thinks.
No.
Heifer, he thinks.
Yeah.
Heifer, he thinks. Heifer? That's a wrong. I feel like that's an illegal word I'm saying.
Heifer? That's a cow.
Oh, good. Oh. Heifer, he thinks.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
What? Heifer, he thinks. Everything's okay.
I knew you'd get it. I knew you'd get it.
All right. One last for you.
Okay.
Lipper Deep Ale.
Liver.
No.
No.
Lipper Deep Ale. Lipper Deep Ale. Lippery what? Dale. Lipper Deep Ale. Lipper Deep Ale.
How many times you say it, it sounds the same. Let me see it.
Lipper Deep Ale.
Lipper Deep Ale. Little blah.
Lipper Deep Ale.
Yes.
I looked at the back. Right. You mom! You cheated on your last one. Come on.
I'd never get Liberty Bell.
It's a Liberty Bell. All right. Before we move on to the 5-second rule, let's check to see if we have another sponsor for today. Sponsor, sponsor. And we're back. Oh my God. My mom is having a throat thing.
I am today.
I don't know what's wrong with her, but we are going to play. The next game is the 5-second rule, where we have 5 seconds to name three of whatever the card says you have to do.
This gets the heart pumping.
This, I got it.
Blaze hates that.
Blaze hates this. But it is our 5-second timer. All right.
Okay.
Snoop, no. He does that. He pauses things when he wants attention. All right. Mom.
Oh, first. Okay,
you
go.
Have 5 seconds to name three annoying things cats do. Go.
They pee on your furniture, they scratch your furniture, and they meow when they want to be fed when you're sleeping.
She nailed it.
Yes.
All right. Do you want a stack?
Yes, please.
Just threw it.
Ready?
Yeah.
Set. Name three Seinfeld characters. Go.
George, Kramer, Elaine.
Where's the answers?
There isn't.
Oh, okay.
Just name them. There's no answers.
Okay. Well, then you can. Okay. Oh, and then I can make stuff up. Okay, go.
Name three.
Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
Teams.
Oh, lordy, Maddie.
That wear blue.
The Dodgers. The Raiders.
Nope.
And the Ravens.
No. Two of Dad's favorite. The Dodgers. The Rams.
That's what I meant.
The Giants.
I was close. Giants wear red.
That's the Angels. I'm talking about the New York Giants football team.
Okay.
Not the San Francisco Giants that are orange and black.
That's close. Orange is an offshoot.
All right. You didn't get one. Ready?
Go.
You have to tell me what it is.
Name three band boys. Boy bands.
98 Degrees, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys.
Okay, I know those. Go.
Five Directions.
You're wrong. You only
Five Directions. One Direction.
They're going five different directions.
That one's stupid. I won't make you do that one. All right. Name three things you put on your skin.
Lotion, water, and a baby. I'm right. Skin to skin bonding.
You could have said soap. You could have said clothes.
Babies are better.
Babe. Gotta give it to her. She's right.
All right. You ready, Rachel?
Yeah.
Name three Star Wars characters. Go.
Luke, Darth Vader, Layla, Chewbacca. Princess Layla.
Princess Leia. It's Leia.
I was right.
You were right.
Haha. All right. Name three grocery store chains.
Vons, Scolari's, Ralph's, Trader Joe's, Whole right. Market, Whole Foods. All right.
You got it.
Name three things that might need ironing.
Shirt, dress, suit, money.
Did I tell you the story that Christopher, when he was a little boy?
No.
People would ask him, what does your dad do for a living? Because he irons money. Because we'd say, daddy's earning money. Daddy's at work. He has to earn money. So he thought he misheard us. Dad's ironing money. That's what he does for
That's his adorable.
Job. Isn't that cute?
That's adorable.
Christopher.
All right. One more each. Items. Name three items that you shouldn't take into the bathtub.
Anything electrical. Oh, a dryer, a curling iron, a curling rod.
I'm going to give that to you.
Okay. A toaster.
Curling iron, a blender. And a curling rod are the same thing, aren't they?
I gave you nine more.
After the fact. All right. Last one for me.
Name three types of apples. Go.
Honeycrisp, Granny, Delicious Red.
You got it.
Oh, who knows her fruits? Who knows her fruits? Because she's fruity.
No, because you're vegetarian. Nope. Pescatarian. Nope.
Yeah, I'm a
vegan.
My own thing. I'm a dairy.
You're a thing.
I'm a dairy-free pescatarian. Don't
Rachel.
Label me. Don't put me in a box. I do what I want with my body, and I put what I want in it.
Because you're Rachel.
And I don't need to discuss it with the internet, but I do because everyone says you're said.
You're Rachel.
I
Rachelarian.
Am. I'm a Rachelarian. Does that mean I eat myself?
No.
What?
You're just Rachel.
I am. And then the last game. So that was.
Oh, I know what's coming. Please tell me it's not what's coming. Go.
It is what's coming. But I can be the one guessing.
Okay, go.
We are going to play 20 questions. Okay. My mom hates this game with a burning passion.
If you give me a topic and we go off that.
We
then
do
I can...
do the topics.
Oh, if you get a narrow thing of topics. Okay, ready? Oh,
okay,
I have to
what's
say.
What's the type of topic?
No, you are Miss Smarty Pants, so you don't get one.
No. Fine. Do you have whatever is in your head?
I do.
Is it living?
No.
Is it in this house?
No. As I look around. No.
Is it bigger than me?
No.
Is it useful?
I don't think so. Some people do. Oh, it's supposed to be yes or no.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yes. No.
So
useful how? This won't count as a question. Is it useful how?
Like, is it like you use it to, or you think like you use it? Like,
I don't use it. Like some people do.
Is it edible?
No.
Is it? This isn't the question, but I immediately want to say, is it marijuana?
No.
Okay, but that's not a question. Because you looked around my house, you're like, it's not in this house, but then you had to double check, and you said that you don't use it, but some people do, and you were like, is it edible? And you went, well.
I would have said yes to that.
I don't know. I'm at four. Okay. It's smaller than me. It's not in this house. It's not edible, and it's not living. And it's some people find it useful.
I don't see it anywhere.
Oh, my God. Is it a piece of furniture?
No.
I'm going to hate this.
You are.
Why?
Now, welcome to the feeling.
But you didn't give me a single... You didn't give me a category.
Christmas.
Okay, it's Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay, so useful. It's decorations aren't useful. I'm saying decoration. So like garland would not be useful. So it's not garland. I'm letting you know that this is the thought process.
Oh, tell me your thought process. Then I can tell you where you're wrong.
Is it a nutcracker?
No.
Okay, because I have one of those in here. You just don't see it. Okay, it has to do with Christmas.
Yes.
Some people use it. You don't.
Mm-mm.
What? And you don't think I have it in this house. And it's smaller than me.
You would not have it in
this house. Oh, I would not have it in this household. Uh-huh. Has to do with Christmas. And it's useful.
To some people.
Mom!
I stumped you. I had it when I was a kid. Never had it as an adult.
Does it have to do with the weather? Had it as a kid, but didn't have it as an adult.
Well, I've talked to you about it.
You've talked to me about it?
Yeah, I've mentioned it.
We've talked a lot, Mom.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. I am true. I don't know what other questions to ask. Is it smaller than my foot?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to guess same size, smaller.
Well, how do you say that? See, that's what's frustrating is this baby is the size of a squash. What kind of squash? How big is the squash? Is it a little squash or a big squash? So it could be a different size shape than that, but could be as
long. So it comes in multiple sizes?
Okay, let's narrow this down. Christmas tree.
A Christmas tree. Oh, so like the stand of a Christmas tree or something. A fake Christmas tree?
Because
Christmas trees are different sizes.
It's not a Christmas tree.
I know. Okay.
And I don't think I've ever... Well, I have seen a Christmas tree the size of your foot.
Okay, so it's like it can be the size of my foot. And it has to do with Christmas trees. What in the world?
I knew you'd never get it.
You didn't celebrate Christmas as a kid.
Yeah, we did. We stopped when I was like 12, I think.
Okay. What in the world would you use on a Christmas tree?
Yes. Go through the things that are on a Christmas tree, Rachel.
Tinsel.
Got it.
I nailed it! How is that useful?
It's useful to some people because some people find that is a beautiful decoration.
That's not useful.
It is too. It's useful for the
like a
ambiance of the
tree.
It's
useful. A can opener is useful.
The Christmas tree is useful. It brings holiday cheer.
It has a purpose. It's not useful.
It's useful. It brings you happiness. That's very useful.
All right. All right. All right. Well, that was 20 questions. So we played all of the three games. And we got just as frustrated with each other as we normally do.
Always.
Always frustrated with each other.
Just tell me
what it... No, you're lying.
You and I are very blunt with each other.
Yes, extremely.
So to beat around the bush for 20 questions doesn't work well.
No. No. We're going to interrogate each other and then just be like, well, I don't get why you're not telling me. This is ridiculous.
Right. Just tell me. I'm exhausted.
I am too. Well, this can be the whole podcast. This was it.
This is it. This is the farewell for my part.
Did you have fun with this podcast?
You know, I did. It was really fun.
And then it got a little it's stressful to do every week.
It'd probably be easier if we lived in the same town.
Yes.
That would be a lot easier.
If you weren't back and forth from your house to Colleen's all the time,
mm-hmm.
You have 9 grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing. And you have things, too.
I do have things.
But we made it work.
We did.
We took our travel items with us.
I think we made some memories.
I think we did.
And honestly, we went 2 seasons. Like, what was this? 2-3 years?
That's pretty cool.
Without getting canceled.
I mean,
you have said some controversial things, Mom.
I'm a mommy. I'm an old lady. I'm allowed to say what I want.
Your controversial thing was, I just think everyone should be nice to each other.
Yes.
I'm going to get you on Rachel Uncensored. And then
I'll still say the same thing.
I know, you're so annoying. All right.
Do you think on Rachel and Cinch, sorry, be like, be mean?
No.
Cancel everyone.
I don't want people to be mean.
No.
I want people
I'm
to
say
just
the same thing.
You know,
be nice.
Drop
be
their
nice.
Guard a little bit. I know. I don't. I'm Rachel and Cinch is not a place to be mean. It's a place
no,
to
it's
just,
not.
You know, relax and have a drink and you
drop the F bomb.
You can drop the F bomb.
I'm not going to drop the F bomb.
I hear
if
you
that
cuss
word
every
is
once
fun.
I heard you say
fun, finagle. Oh, fiddlesticks. That's probably what I'd say.
I heard you say the
no,
butt
you
word
not.
Earlier today.
The butt word?
That starts with an A. I can't say it on this channel.
No, we don't say that out loud.
You said it.
Well, I'm in the confines of
that's what
home.
I want on Rachel Uncensored.
I don't remember when I used that in any context.
You said that person could kiss my derriere. But she did it because she was standing up for somebody else.
Yes.
So, still a sweetheart.
Yes.
Well, Mom, I'm going to miss this. I'm sure if you ever really miss it, you can come on and just do a little guest appearance with
sure.
us.
If I have something to say.
Thanks for
if
doing this.
If I have updates on the chickens or the squirrels.
Yeah, you can come in every once in a while. What the you just give us a little update.
A little update. Because I'm sure people really want to know.
They want to know about them squirrels and them chickens. There was a time when we talked about corn every episode.
Why did we talk about corn? Because it's so good.
It's delicious.
It's amazing.
Sweet corn? Get out of here.
Come on.
I'll put it on the cob. I'll take it off the cob.
I was making something the other day at Colleen's and I said, oh, I got canned corn for that. And she's like, are you insane? Because she likes to make fresh corn and cut it off and put it in things. And it does make a difference.
It does, but like that
but
is
come
so
on.
Much work.
If you're in no. a pinch, canned corn is
canned
so
corn
good.
Is
I could
totally...
eat just canned corn for lunch.
I was
a little
just,
butter, salt,
yes.
pepper.
That's, I mean, bada not bada very bing. Nutritious, but it's delicious.
Yeah. Come on. Corn.
All right. I think we hit all our normal stuff.
We should have watched the first podcast and then talked about that on this last podcast.
Oh, my God. We should have.
Okay. Let's erase this and do it all over.
No! I have things to do.
Me too. I got babies to hold to my skin.
Oh, my God. Because that's what you put on your skin.
That's
a baby.
Right.
God. All right. That's it for today. I love you guys so much. Thanks for being here throughout this journey, whether you've been listening since the beginning or you're new here. Thanks for just being a part of this. We had a lot of fun. It was stressful for sure at times, but it's, you know, it was a job.
But it was, I didn't think of it as a job.
Oh, it's a job for me.
No,
I had fun,
it was
though.
My
you
time
have
with
fun.
Rachel.
Well, you'd have fun with your job.
Yeah. We'd have little chats before, sometimes yeah. after.
Yeah, of course.
Highlight of my week.
All right. I love you, Mom.
I love you, too.
Thank you, everyone who joined. Remember, the season 3 is starting January 10th with my friend Emily. And yeah. All right, Mom, you want to take us out?
Yeah. She'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Oh, my God!
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.